Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara, thanks again to Pranav Savanur from the Indian Students Association at K-State coming out talking to me about Sanskriti coming up on Saturday. But we're changing gears here in studio with me. Currently, we have Jamie Spikes and Judy Boy from Cancer Companions. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And I have to point out real quickly, just for the magic of radio, you cannot see this, but Dave is wearing the same color as both of you. And I guess to get some background, you said that is the Cancer Companions color.
Mm-hmm. The organization has everything pretty much in aqua. And then I'm lucky because I have aqua and pink. And, of course, this is still pink month. This is breast cancer month.
It definitely is. Yeah. It definitely is. And we're talking about Cancer Companions. It's a sort of a Christian support group for cancer, people going through and maybe survivors of cancer as well. Or is it mainly just for people going through cancer?
It's all the above. Patients, survivors, families, and caregivers. And we often had someone coming with their patient at the time. Cancer is a family concern. It doesn't just involve the patient. It does involve the family and sometimes neighbors and caregivers and whoever else can help for whatever they need at the time.
And tell me a little bit about the organization and how it all got started. How long have you guys been running?
Well, we ourselves have been going a little over a year. Karen Tripp is the founder of Cancer Companions. She was a family and marriage therapist for 25 years and found that she had a lot of people with cancer who really wanted support groups. And she started those in St. Louis. And then she decided she would like to spread that to other people, but not with trained counselors, but with trained volunteers. And so she has a program that you go through. We are trained. We don't just go out and do this. We're trained. And then she has materials that we go through. So we have readings and stories that she has, and then questions that kind of get people to think about themselves and where they're at in their cancer journey. And she keeps developing new materials, and so that's a wonderful program.
Definitely. And I'm looking here at your website, and there's kind of some big questions there that might be a good way to approach what Cancer Companions is. For example, the first one, who are Cancer Companions? It might be answered already a little bit. You could give us a little bit there.
Yeah. Well, Cancer Companions really, we do have a nine-session a workbook. And the topics that we share at Cancer Companions is like faith and questions people have, talks about healing and prayer, stress reduction, relationships, communication, and healthy living. And most of the time at our Cancer Companion groups, we barely got through any of the topics at the time because people could talk to us like they couldn't to their families or their neighbors or their healthcare providers. So we would go through a lot of these things. And then we also connected with these people besides just the meetings too. We would visit them in the hospital. We visit them at hospice. We visit them at their homes too. And for some, then, if they get too sick and can't attend, we send cards, notes, calls, emails to keep them connected so they know they're not forgotten and they still have the Christian support of our Cancer Companions group.
And I feel like that's very important, especially people going through such a difficult illness. Having a support group, some folks might not necessarily have the ability or the people around them to be able to pick them up when they're down. But having a group like you seems like, what has been your experience with being able to, with people's response? How have they responded to your support?
Really, really well. And we try to do special things for them. Now, one of the things that we've done last year, and I did it again this year, we had little white pumpkins. And we painted the recognition colors of the different cancers on these little pumpkins, and we had them on the altar at Via Christi Village Chapel, where we meet. And at the end of the month, then, we used them all 4 weeks, and at the end of the month, I gave them their own little pumpkin. And each cancer does have its own month, and so we would try to do something special and to recognize them. Of course, breast cancer is pink. And there's big pink month. We just had the Pink Power Luncheon here in town, and a lot of the breast cancer people were there, and some that we have had at our group were there. And there's another, there's two other breast cancer support groups, but we're the Christian support group.
And I guess it might be good to talk about what does the Cancer Companions organization believe about cancer? What are your thoughts?
Well, we start out with it is not God's punishment. And most people think that they have it as a punishment. Many people, maybe not most. And sometimes it is from genetic, and sometimes it's from health habits. You know, we know that there's a relationship between smoking and lung cancer and that kind of thing. But we try to override that, that while you have cancer, there are things that you can do that you haven't done before. And sometimes that's introspection, improve relationships, really get your things in order. That helps, too, with your family, too, to be able to sometimes there's openings and at the same time there's closures that are really important within the family.
And I can imagine that might be a little troubling. People believe that maybe everything has a purpose. And then you come down with an illness that's so devastating. I can imagine it's very trying for a lot of people.
It does. And it does change what they thought their purpose might have been. And the other thing that some of our participants have been is incredible support for each other and the things that they've done. And it doesn't take a nurse to do any of this, but I am a nurse, and mostly in maternal, child, family, and community. And I've learned a lot about cancer because I've had breast cancer twice, and my husband had prostate cancer. So we kind of knew from the inside how to really help, what helped us, and then how to help others.
And I understand, as I see in your name tags here, you're volunteers. So it kind of seems like it's a volunteer-driven organization.
Totally. Yeah, it is. The only salaried people are in St. Louis, and there's several of those. There's 700 volunteers throughout the country. There's something like 20 states and roughly 138 churches with the 700 volunteers. That keep this going and going and going. And it's been going since 2011. And I've known some of the others, and especially in Illinois, I knew that group, and a couple in Missouri. And we all do things a little bit differently, but still we maintain the mission, the purpose, we follow the workbook.
And how do you guys work with other organizations in the Manhattan community? Do you collaborate with other charities and other churches?
Well, we our group is sponsored by St. Luke's Lutheran Church, but we welcome all faiths. So we, you know, welcome anyone, and we don't try to change anybody's faith or their religion. We are just there to support them. So we try to get the word out through other churches and organizations, and so we want to support people on their journey. And, you know, sometimes it's very chaotic when you have an illness like cancer. And so we want to kind of help them to settle down and be searching and see that cancer is not the big thing that can't rule your life, you know, and to push that chaos down with their faith.
And I kind of lost a train of thought there, too.
Well, kind of another thing to pick up on that. We have our brochures all over town in various places, doctor's offices, other churches, a couple of the coffee shops, they have our brochures. So we've tried to advertise where people are who have cancer, well people, that are helping others, too. And then the other thing, we do participate with other groups. Judy and I have been traffic cops at a couple of the runs, and we've done that as our volunteer.
Almost got run over.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yes, that's right. Right. And then we did participate in the Pink Power Luncheon. We had an exhibit, mm-hmm. and we provided a couple of the door prizes, too. So we are a part of the whole cancer community in town.
And that train came back into the station, the one I lost. For people who are going through cancer, or maybe they have someone in their family going through it and they don't want to reach out themselves, how can they reach out to you guys if they want to get involved or maybe get someone into maybe a support group?
Well, what they need to do is call our church, and that's St. Luke's Lutheran, and that number is 785-539-2604. And if they call, then the church secretary will tell us, and then we don't have our home numbers on the brochure, then she'll get a hold of us, and then we can connect with them that way.
And we're hoping to start a group after the holidays. This is not a continuous group. It meets for so many weeks, and then you start another group. So with the holidays, we thought we'd like to take that break and then start again.
Are there any specific numbers that you want in a group, or do you create multiple groups if you have too many?
We would have multiple groups if there's too many. We've had like roughly 6 to 8, which is really kind of nice. And again, four or five of those are cancer patients, and then the other 2 or 3 are their family members. And that's been a good thing to have.
And we're running out of time. If there's any final thoughts or events coming up that you'd like to just touch on real quick, now's the time.
Well, we do plan to start after the first of the year. So if anyone would be interested, they could call church, and we'll put their name on the list so that after the holidays we can start again. And we'd be glad to serve anyone in the area. We have people that come from Wamego and Leonardville. We've had from various places. So we're not just Manhattan either.
All right. Jamie, Judy, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And that's it for this segment. Coming up, we're going to talk with a few folks from Fort Riley about their upcoming hiring fair. So stay tuned for that here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.